What I recommended was that there are two options. The first option was that the whole management committee, made up of 10 persons, be tasked with looking at whether we could have any more changes or nothing at all. The second view was that we could trim that management committee so that each party appoints one representative from management committee, so that those three representatives are then joined by the three co-chairs. And it is that second view which found favor, so that you are going to have three members of management committee and three co-chairpersons, including myself, in this leaner committee, which is going to look at the various issues. There are no new members, and I think it is mischievous for somebody to say that cabinet is now taken over. Cabinet is not taken over. The members of management committee, in fact, all six of them are cabinet members.
Who are the three cabinet ministers who are coming from the management committee?
I want to call them members of management committee. They are not coming in because they are members of cabinet. They just happen to be incidentally members of cabinet. I know that from MDCT, it is Tendai Biti. I'm told by very good sources that from ZANU-PF, it is Patrick Namasa. I have not spoken to him yet because his phone is not reachable. From the Wellspring Mube group, I have not as yet been given the identity of the point person. The telephone numbers for both Minister Mube and Minister Misera Mishonga are both unreachable. I suggested that whatever needs to be done must be done within 7 days. If we can agree to disagree, so be it, but it must be done within 7 days.